Miss Emily Post has long been able to boast her authoritative abortionative rules and regulations that we seem to accept as the things to do and not to do. And as late as last week, she was still refusing to speak when asked how she felt about Blackstone's new definitions on the conditions of what does and does not constitute a lady's position. Is that clear? In this social world, it is time for a change. From shy city gallops to riding a range of good taste. And with this in mind, folks, I speak for myself and perhaps for the rest of my kind. A lady is a lady no matter what cooks. Condition should never affect her. Her library never contains dirty books, and she's not a French postcard collector. Though collecting is better than posing, they say, at the postures they ask and the wages they pay, still a lady would never be snapped in the hay. No girl ever would who's a lady. A lady's a lady and never unbends. No sexy sarong ever draped her. And if caught compromised with her husband's best friend, she explains that the guy must have raped her. She never gets stinking until after dark. Never takes nude sunbaths up in Central Park. And she never gooses young waiters. Such things leave their mark. You couldn't then still be a lady. A lady's a lady by night or by day. Never walks unannounced in men's showers. And if beach boys at Miami offer a lay, she insists upon one made of flowers. She subtly disguises unladylike lusts. Never pelts dinner guests with leftover crusts. And she never drops ice cubes down fat women's busts. No girl ever would who's a lady. A lady is a lady, whatever occurs. Never makes intrigue an issue. I'm reluctant to mention it, but she prefers using Kleenex in place of scotch tissue. She never goes out with another girl's guy. Though she gets mad as hell, she won't spit in your eye. And she never feeds full of brushed men's Spanish pie. But who the hell calls me a lady? Smile when you say that, madam. Bring that